Quest. The Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit, Laurel Kerosene, Mobil Distillate, Mobil Power Kerosene, Mobil Oil, and more than 300 Mobil quality products, presents the 15th of its nationwide search for Australia's outstanding voices, the 1950 Mobil Quest. Three more singers are here with us in the Vacuum Oil Theatre to compete in the fifth heat of Mobil Quest. Four competitors have already been selected by the adjudicators for the semi-finals. And tonight, another singer will be added to the list. In all, 54 singers, chosen after exhaustive auditions by special committees in each state, will be heard during the 18 heats. These singers include the finest voices in Australia today. And the Vacuum Oil Company is happy to be able to present them to radio listeners throughout the Commonwealth and to give them practical assistance and encouragement by offering fees and prize money amounting to more than £1,900. And here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer for tonight in the Vacuum Oil Company's program, Mobil Quest competitor number 13. Shirley Ransom is a soprano from Canberra who has been studying at the Albert Street Conservatorium, Melbourne, since last year. Her musical interests are not confined to singing, as she has also received a diploma for violin. Ms. Ransom will sing first an aria from Donizetti's opera Lucia di Lammermoor, Regnava nel Silenzio.
Oh, no.
Sung by Noble Quest competitor number 13, Shirley Ransom, whose ballad for tonight is Cherry Ripe by Lisa Lehman. Number 13 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Shirley Ransom of Canberra. Competitor number 14 is a baritone from West Preston, Victoria. Eric Dewar is a maintenance engineer employed by a large manufacturing firm and studies singing at night. For some years, he was a chief engineer in the Merchant Marine and spent much time in the East Indies area. For his aria, Eric Dewar will sing Vile Race of Courtiers from Verdi's Rigoletto.
Race of courtiers, vile rabble, detested, fairly stolen, but he molested. Stolen favor will buy me, I know it. In the treasure that lost and restored. Ah, where is he? Gonna brought me to madness. Oh, unarmed of my vengeance be weighed. If you drive me to plenty to pay, let the blood of some traitor fall. Let me enter, you assassin, send back, let me enter, assassin, the door he must enter. Oh, I see it all against me, have pity, no one, there's no hope. Where my daughter is hidden, is there sin pity, is there sin pity, is there sin pity? Now silent, alas. Oh, my lords, will ye have no compassion?
Of Courtiers was sung by Eric Dewar, who has chosen for his ballad Trade Winds by Frederick Keel.
in the harbor, in the island, in the Spanish sea, are the tiny white tall girls on the orange trees, and day long, night long, the cool and pleasant sea of the steady trade winds glory. Red wine, a nutty Spanish ale, the shuffle of the dumbbells and the old salt tale, the sweeping fields and the sowing in the sail of the steady trade winds blowing. There's the fireflies and the yellow moon, and in the ghostly palm trees the sleepy tune of a quiet voice calling me. The long, low croon of the sturdy trade winds blow.
Competitor number 14 was Eric Duer of Victoria. From Willara, New South Wales, we welcome Joan Sutherland, who is competitor number 15 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest. Joan Sutherland is a soprano who began her musical career under the tuition of her mother. She was formerly a secretary, but gave this up to devote all her time to singing, since when she has sung in nearly every state of Australia. Miss Sutherland has chosen an aria from Wagner's Tannhäuser, Elizabeth's Greeting.
Thank you.
Elizabeth's Weeping was sung by Joan Sutherland, who will sing the ballad, I Love Thee, by Grieg. By Grieg was sung by Joan Sutherland. The three competitors in this, the fifth heat of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, were Shirley Ransom of Canberra, Eric Dewar, Victoria, and Joan Sutherland of New South Wales. One of these singers will be chosen by the adjudicators to proceed to the semi-finals, and will therefore have a further chance of taking part in the grand final on September the 6th, when the prize money, ranging from £1,000 to £50, will be presented by the Vacuum Oil Company. Ladies and gentlemen, we await the decision of the adjudicators. Broadcast of the fifth heat of the 1950 Mobile Quest was compared by Eric Pierce. The leader of the orchestra was Herbert Petermann. The broadcast presentation was by Dorothy Crawford. And the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest.